It's always such a pleasure to work with the media folks in agriculture. I personally have worked with the media in a variety of industries and specialties, and I think it's fair to say that not all are, shall we say, as helpful as some of the ag people that we do get to work with. We are grateful to have you on the front line sharing the true stories about the beef industry and the beef checkoff, so we thank you for that. That ties directly with something today that I want to talk to you about. We've seen a lot of research that proves what we're also seeing out in the world. And that's the fact that consumers today are, for the most part anyway, they're a pretty intelligent breed. I mean this in the sense that they care about what they eat, how it's raised, and how prepared and what benefits or harms it might have for their bodies and minds. That means they want lots of information about what they eat, or they'll simply stop eating it. And that includes beef. Certainly knowing the things that make most busy consumers out there tick is absolutely critical today to our efforts to sell our cattle and our end product. And it's thanks to the dollar per head beef checkoff assessments that we're paying every time we sell an animal that we're able to pay for the market research to learn more about those sometimes fickle consumers as they constantly adjust their lifestyles and their associated food demands. That's an important first step. But I'll remind you that the checkoff then employs that base research to reach out to the consumers through every venue possible with true and positive messages about our lifestyle and our products. We get our message out to health professionals, to chefs, to parents, to students, to athletes, to scientists. We shoot at anybody and wherever we possibly can to get them to hear the message that we are trying to tailor to their needs today. We also develop it for particular audiences based on that behavioral research that tells us what they want from us and how they want to receive it. I find it still so hard to believe today, but I hear folks on occasion speaking ill of the checkoff. Some even claim that there's no results from their investment. But I will tell you straight up and straightforward, if you don't think the checkoff is producing results that helps keep our industry afloat by keeping beef on the dinner tables worldwide, then really I don't think you're paying very close attention. I'm very serious about this. You might not like the way the checkoff is run sometimes, or you might not like the way that it's collected, or the people running it. And those are not only your rights, but your responsibility to question this. But I've challenged folks on various occasions to convince me that our checkoff does not help all the folks who pay into it, and not a single person yet has been able to come back and tell me how that it does not help them. As an officer of the Beef Board, I've learned so much about what our checkoff really does. And I would go so far as to say that possibly a majority of the folks in this room right now might just be out of the business if it weren't for our national self-help program and what it really does for us. Our staff sometimes make it look so seamlessly and easy that it actually makes it more difficult to explain to folks out on their farms and ranches that the checkoff is a lot more than just a few advertisements. And then we get a lot more than our money's worth from the checkoff investments. It's even proven in some sophisticated modeling research that every dollar of our checkoff returns about $5.50 to our industry. Now, that's a story that you can go home and share with all the producers in your local states, in every state across America. What I want to remind you today of is our responsibility. Yes, every one of you in this room has a responsibility to share about the checkoff program with your friends, with our friends, and our neighbors, at all the beef meetings that we attend, in our local auction markets, in our cafes, and anywhere else that you might meet up with cattle people. And if you're not up to date on this success story, do your homework. Let me invite you to go to mybeefcheckoff.com. I think you'll quickly agree with my opinions about the value of the checkoff, but I encourage you also to develop your own positive checkoff story to share back home in your neck of the woods. Right now, this very minute, what I'm asking is that you please keep the value of the checkoff in mind, and as you go through the rest of this convention, because even if you aren't working on the checkoff committees, every single one of you can say, this is my checkoff, and I do that with pride. And with that, I will say thank you. And speaking of pride, let's look at the year in review video about our beef industry. Thanks again.